This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and hello, everybody. Hello, Julie, and good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Laurie. I'm good. I'm good. How are you on your birthday
I'm
week?
I'm good. I know. Yay for my birthday. Hooray! Found this. I was watching this reel yesterday. It came up, and there was a little adorable little girl in a car seat. And her mother said, happy birthday. And she said, happy birthday? And she said, yes. She said, and she looked like, who? She said, you are, it's your birthday. She said, my birthday? And she said, yeah. And she goes, hooray! It was so cute. So I sent it to someone. I said, this could be me at a little girl age. So it was just, you know me with the birthdays. I love it. I love it. Love mine. Love everyone else's. They're great. But so, yes, birthday week. But starting off the week, we did go to the weekend prior to the beginning of the week. We did go to Long Island, as I had said before, to my daughter-in-law to be. It was her bridal shower from her hometown of Garden City, New York. And Meyer and I went and spent the weekend, and we had such a good time the weekend. And we had the pickleball shower. I did not play, Julie. I thought, you know, it's probably not a good idea with my knee. I don't want to jeopardize it, so I thought not doing it.
Right.
So I was happy to be a spectator, and there were plenty of people who did not, like Grace's sister who lives in Albany, and she said, no, I don't play, and I won't be doing it, but I'm happy to be there and help. And we had a lot of fun. I met all of, you know, a lot of Grace's friends and Katie's friends, and the place that this pickleball court where this shower was a huge development. I think it's like three floors of gym stuff. And
wow.
Yeah, it was a big cafe and retail store and a real big gym and Pilates court, like Pilates area, and all behind doors. And I'm sure there's a yoga area. I didn't see everything. I just saw this, but you had to walk through the gym where everyone's working out and into the back, which are two big pickleball courts. So it was nice. It was big. It was good. They had a blast. They had all this. Well, it was great. They had water and they had fresh lemon in it or fresh strawberries, and it was just plain water with ice and that. And then they had all, you know, some nice refreshments, very, you know, healthy, good for you kind of stuff. It was lovely. And then they had homemade cookies, which of course you have to have. And they were nice enough to get some GF for me and for Sean, because Sean came over later. He and Meyer came back. They went out and got some lunch. And he and Meyer came back with a beautiful bouquet of flowers for his bride-to-be. And it was great. So we spent time, and Meyer and I went back to our hotel, and then we went back to Katie's parents for a Greek, kind of Greek food buffet, where they order from this place they love, and the food was delicious. And so we hung out there for a couple hours, and then we went home back to the hotel relatively early. It was a suite hotel, which was nice because I like that separation. And and it was so comfortable. The bed was so, Julie, I was so exhausted. I think I put my head down. I was talking to my friend Deb Dudley, and I said, I have to go because I'm going to fall asleep. So I did. I think I put my head down, started to say my prayers, and I was out like a light and slept through the whole night, never woke up, never got up, slept right through till 10 of 9 because I allowed myself to sleep in. And because I didn't, you know, have anywhere else to go, allowed myself to sleep in. And I thought, I'm doing this. And I didn't have the dogs or anybody else. So I did. And I loved every minute of it. Got up, had a cup of coffee, got ready, and we went back to Katie's mom's for brunch. And we just had a great time. And it was easy getting in and out. We got to Long Island right to the facility in 2 hours and 28 minutes.
That's pretty good time.
Yeah. So we did. We had a great time. All these New Yorkers are great. I was teasing Grace's friend because she's from the Bronx, and she's got, I love it. I love New York accents, and hers is really, really, they said to me, wait till you hear Janet's accent, and she's a doll. And her daughters are lovely. She has three daughters, but I met two of them, and she's like really one of, she's with Grace all the time, and she's just delightful. And just everything, the Trimmers are great people, as we call them, the Falkers. And it's just, they're so welcoming and open and inclusive, and, you know, we just felt like we're part of the family already. So we had a great time, and then we left about 2 o'clock or so, 2:30, and we made it home. But yeah, it was 2:30, and we were home by 5 p.m. So it was a nice time and exhausting, because it always is when you travel. But great time, and all happiness to report. All happiness. So Kate, and then we opened Katie's, all of her gifts and stuff, because most of the stuff went to her mom's. And they didn't bring any to the shower, which was nice because no one needs to lug anything in and back. So before we left on Sunday, Katie and Sean opened their gifts, and it was so nice. So we had a good weekend, and then Monday started, and it was Mr. Randy Williams' birthday, and he and I are the same age. And Deb Dudley and I, took him to Scanlan's, and I haven't been there for a while. So we were at Scanlan's, and we had a great lunch. And then Randy came over that night and hung out, and we hung out at my house so that he was, you know, trying to celebrate his birthday a little bit longer. And then the next day is the blessed day of the 4th of Feb, and yours truly, and it started out great, and it ended great, and a bunch of us went to Mondano for dinner, and that was wonderful, and Tommy made brownies, homemade brownies, so we had brownie a la mode, and everyone did, but everyone got whatever they wanted, and it was delicious, and there were 12 of us, and we had a great night, and I got some wonderful, as my friend Mary Jean says, prizes. So it was, it was very nice.
Prizes. I like that.
Yeah. And then yesterday I kind of took it easy. Just worked from home. Didn't make any outside meetings. I was supposed to have one today, but then that got canceled. And tomorrow I have to do some stuff with the county in the morning. And so other than that, this week has been on purpose, not overly, only making plans for people and myself, for people I love and times like that. So I kind of moved some things around that I didn't have to be out running for meetings, but just working from like my regular work from home. So it turned out to be great. And we're, as you know, we tape on Thursday nights, so it's yucky today. It's been a miserable sort of cloudy day with that icy stuff this morning, but things are clearing up and looking better for tomorrow. And then, of course, Julie, which we'll talk about later because it'll be getting too late for us to talk now, but the Super Bowl, which is one of my favorites, and before you hear us again, we'll have experienced the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day will be in the books at that point. So
that's true. Yes.
Yeah. So lots of fun coming up, and Valentine's night, and just, it's going to be good, Jewel. Just got to keep celebrating the good stuff. How was our little friend's birthday? Birthday buddy.
Birthday Palooza continues here. Yes, it was most excellent. You know, these kids have a good time always. They enjoy their meals. They enjoy their cakes. They enjoy their parties more than their party animals.
Mm-hmm.
They had a blast. So we had the second one this week, and he did ask for, it's the return of the Froyos. I think I talked about this last year.
You sent me the picture. They are beautiful. They're like little flowers.
Yeah, they kind of do. They do kind of look like little flowers. They're because I used a cutter that my mom had a cutter that had a little serrated edge, and it was just the right size. I made them a little smaller this year than I did last year. I felt like last year the cutter I used was more in the whoopie pie department and not really Oreo sized. Yeah. And that's what you're trying to achieve, is, you know, a similar look. Of course, nothing is going to look exactly like an authentic Oreo other than what Nabisco produces. But, you know, these are the homemade version. So yeah, it has a little scalloped edge, and I purposely made them smaller because they tend to, you know how kids are, they want to eat many cookies, not just one or two, you know. And so if they're a little bit smaller, it's a little bit less sugar in their belly, although they really did go for it. I think I did better with them this year. They're difficult to make. And the filling has that gelatin in it, which, you know, I have the great fear of the gelatin, but I faced it. I conquered it. And I think they came out better this year. And the picture I sent you,
we have not decorated
them yet. Yeah.
Do you have the finished product picture that you can show me?
I do. I think I have like one, because what we did was we decorated them with googly eyes and made like little monsters out of them. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
They kind of look like aliens and monsters, and I don't have a ton of pictures, but I think my sister took, I think she took a bunch. So I was busy running around doing other things. But yeah, I think all went well, general happiness, and the adults are exhausted. So it's, you know, all is right with the world.
I get it. But they look so good. They look, the consistency of those cookies, Julie, look just like an Oreo. Like that's, I thought, okay, she nailed it, because that looks pretty darn good. So they looked wonderful.
Yeah, they were pretty close. And the interesting thing is they get better with age. So, you want to make them a little bit ahead of time, because once they set a day or two, they are even better. The flavors are stronger. They blended together. And they have that nice crunch, just like the Oreo cookie that you love. But what's really funny is that he must be into Super Mario Brothers, and I think he didn't remember that we're calling them Froyos, like that's, you know, faux. Like
right,
fake.
Right.
And so he calls them Mario cookies. And so I said, this is great. And I made some modifications to the recipe. So for my version, because the process in the recipe didn't work at all for me for the icing, I had to redo that whole thing. So in my book, for my personal little recipe list here, it's gonna be listed as a Mario cookie.
There you go.
what it is. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So. But I saw them and I thought, oh my God, they're perfect. So yeah, I was thinking, I think I should get that recipe and have Tommy try to make them gluten free and see how they come out.
I wonder if we could, because
they have to, because Nabisco makes a gluten free Oreo cookie.
Yeah, I think we should try it. I think it's worth experimenting because they're a tasty cookie, and I think you would like them if I could get them to be gluten free. Let's put that
there
on my
go.
To-do list. Me and Tommy
there
can work
go.
On this together. Okay,
that'll be it. All right, so we are going to take a quick break, Jewel, and we will be back with Miss Kathy Wexler, who's a past president of the Society of Irish Women, and she's going to talk a little bit about some happenings with them. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is our wonderful producer, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communication. Jewel, tell them what you can do for them.
Thank you, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is the lovely and talented City of Scranton tax collector, Miss Kathy Wexler, Kathy Nealon Wexler, who is a West Sider, born and raised in good old West Side, graduate of West Scranton High School in 1978, 1 year ahead of me, except that her sister Terry and I graduated together in 1979. And Kathy, I love her, and I love her family, and she's a great gal, and she's also a past president, as I mentioned before, of the Society of Irish Women. This year, she is chairing or co-chairing, Kathy, chairing or co-chair?
Chairing.
Sharing the top of the morning brunch for the society, which is a fundraiser that they will be doing on the 22nd of February at the Regal Room, a new location for them this year. And Kathy's going to tell us a little bit about that, how you can buy a ticket if you'd like, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the dinner and why the society does a little bit of fundraising so that they can do what they do, which is to honor someone and present some funds and do all this wonderful stuff. I know that many people have been the recipients, Kathy, of the generosity of the society through the years, and that's always so helpful because everybody needs money to help with any fundraising that goes on, and God knows there's a lot in this town. So thank you for joining us, Kath, and tell us a little bit about the top of the morning brunch.
Thank you very much, Lori. It's great being on here, and thank you, Joel, also. Today I wanted to talk about our top of the morning brunch. We've been doing this since around 2016, and it's a great way to get in the mood for the high holy days of St. Patrick's Day. We do it before the parade so that you get yourself all set and ready to celebrate. This year, we're holding it February 22nd, like you said, and it's at the Regal Room in Oliphant. We had a great problem is that we've outgrown our past location at the Waldorf, so now we're moving to the Regal Room, which will be a fabulous venue. The event itself is a great breakfast buffet with a cash bar. We have lots of Irish entertainment. Jeff Lewis plays his guitar, lots of Irish music. And then, of course, there's some bagpiper music that will be get us all in the mood. Other things that go on at the brunch besides just the socialization and enjoying the morning with a lot of Irish people, we have tons of basket raffles. We'll have an assortment of all sorts of baskets there. It's a lot of fun. Last year we had over 50 baskets to pick and choose from.
They love it. People love those, right? Women love to go because there's a lot of them are themed and people like them and they put all their eggs in one basket, so to speak, because they love to win it. They love they do. They love that the thrill of hopefully winning these things. So go ahead. I interrupt you, but it's worth saying. People love them.
Not a problem. But they're all themed baskets and just a lot of very high quality, great items are in the baskets. And one of my favorite things is we also raffle off a purse, a beautiful designer purse, and it also comes with some of the money that we collect. We put that back in the purse. So not only do you win the purse, but you win the money inside of it too, which is great. And we'll also have a beautiful Irish sweater that we'll be raffling off.
Yep.
So there's lots of really fun, nice. Lots of excitement.
And Kathy, can someone, if they feel like they'd like to go and support this, what's the best way for them to get a ticket?
Okay, the best way, we have to have a firm number of reservations for the venue, so we do not have any tickets available at the door. So what you would need to do is contact us, and I can give you a phone number. It is 570-209-2921, and you could call for reservations, and they'll give you the information to mail in your checks to get your tickets. Or you could also go on our Facebook page. You could message us through our Facebook page so that we can respond to you and get you the information that way.
Is it society? Is the title the Society of Irish Women, or how does it title?
Titled Society of Irish Women.
Okay. And then, Kathy, the prices, you said $25 per person?
The price is $25 a person. It includes a delicious breakfast buffet and a cash bar in case you want a mimosa or a Bloody Mary. Yes, anything like that.
That's fair. Very nice. And that's a good way to do it because not all people drink. So just include it in the price for the venue and the food. And then if they feel like a drink, they get it. So that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Kathy, talk a little bit about, and we spoke about this before we went on air, the reason that these fundraisers happen. Tell everybody what they're used for and how that happens in this with the society and how the money is being able to be shared with our community. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
Sure. The Society of Irish Women is a very philanthropic organization. We raise money so that we could donate back to people, organizations within the community. This year at Christmas, one of the places we donated to was Patty Lee's Marvelous Mission, donating so many toys to children. And I wish I remembered the amount of children that Patty Lee's Marvelous Mission helped, because it was a huge number of families and children that they helped. They had other people donating, not just our organization. We also do things like sponsor bingos down at the Gino Murley Veterans Center so that the veterans down there, we sponsor a bingo, we'll bring them down, work the bingo with them, and they'll win cash prizes that the Society of Irish Women donate. St. Francis of Assisi Kitchen, we sponsor a day down there. And Friends of the Poor, we actually make a donation towards their St. Patrick's Day dinner. It's something we've done for many, many years, and we think it fits in so nice with our mission that we've been great partners with them. We also
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to jump in on one, but you talk. I'll tell you what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah, we have so many things that we glory. But the Parade Day Mass, the Society of Irish Women sponsored that to have that televised, so people who are not able to attend the Mass could watch the beautiful Mass that it always is. We do sponsors. I'm sorry, what?
No, and the post-parade party, you've helped the cultural center many times with the donation for that party afterwards as well. Yep.
Yes, we do. We always make a donation to the cultural center for that. We do donations to the NEPA Youth Shelter and Community Intervention Center. And one of my favorite things that we donate our time and we donate money to, I just signed up for today, the Shamrock Heart Foundation of Lackawanna County. They do corsages and boutonnieres. They make them for all the residents in nursing homes and hospitals to have on St. Patrick's Day, which is just a great thing to do. So those are just a few of the ways we touch the community in our philanthropic ventures.
Yeah, and John McGee started that Shamrock Heart Foundation all those years and years and years and years ago, and the society has been helping with that for a long, long time. So that's always a good one to do, because it makes all of these
residents in the local nursing homes feel so special because they're getting the flower. It's St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So it's a good thing. And Kathy, go ahead. What, honey?
I was going to say, I could vouch for that. When my mom, God bless her, was in the nursing home, she was very excited to get that corsage that year.
Yeah. So, see, it works all the way around. And, of course, then the fabulous dinner that will be coming up, and it's the 24th, right, Kathy, the 24th dinner this year?
It's our 24th annual dinner. Yes.
Yeah. Woo-hoo, baby.
He's our president this year.
But yes,
he is. 24th.
And Barb is a doll, and I love her. So, and we're happy about that. Tell everybody what you can talk about, too, if they're interested in getting a ticket for the dinner as well, Kath.
Okay, great. Like I said, Barb is doing such a wonderful job as our president this year. The event is actually be March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, at the historic Radisson at Lackawanna Station. It starts at 5:30 with the cocktail hour, and dinner will be at 7. The cost is $90, and you could call that number that I had originally given you to get tickets or go on to our Facebook page. The number, again, is 570-209-2921.
And
I actually got permission from Barb to let you know who our speaker is going to be.
Okay.
Which is really exciting news because it's one of our local stars, Quinn Hemphill, who everybody, I'm sure, saw all of the excitement in the summer. She's a local actress, a graduate of Scranton High School and Syracuse University. And this summer, we had a big movie premiere here in Scranton, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. It's the fourth installment of that series with Will Smith. She was able to star in that, to participate in that. And she's probably best well known for being Jimmy Connors' granddaughter.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about Quinn being our speaker this year.
Yeah, so you know what? She is the sweetest, and I say kid just because I don't mean any disrespect by that, but she is the sweetest young lady, let's say that. I met her so many years ago when she was a little girl and she was at Scranton High School, and her mom, Liz, who I love, would tell me all the stories about her and what she was doing in high school. And for some reason, I think either she was on my Talk of the Town or one of my TV shows on ECTV. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we spoke about her, and I knew that kid was going places, and here she is. And God rest Jimmy Connors. God rest his soul. He'd be so proud to have her honored and be able to, and speaking in front of all these Irish women. Jimmy was such a proud Irish guy, and to have his grandchildren or grandchild be part of this as the featured speaker is a big deal, because we've had a lot of wonderful women in the past 24 years, and I can tell you as a founding member, it's been amazing where we've come from to get to where we are today, and I just think it's wonderful. So I'm happy she was able to let you say that's who it is. Quinn is a doll, and again, she's movie star, so it's a good thing. We're right here, born and raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Exactly. We're thrilled to have such a talented actress addressing us for our 20th annual dinner. It's really an honor to have that. And I probably should say she's Susie Connors' granddaughter also.
Granddaughter.
Susie is a proud member of our group, of our organization.
Yes, she is. And Susie was honored, two years ago?
2 years ago.
She was honored as well. So. Yeah.
As our community honoree.
Right. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kathy, we thank you for your time today. We're go Irish women. That's what I say. So keep it up. Thank you for doing all the work that you do and continue to do and you've done in the past. So thank you for that. And we'll have everything back up on the our media, social media for that. But, Kathy, give the phone number one more time, honey.
The phone number is 570-209-2921.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you, Lori,
and if you,
for having us on the show to talk about
You're very,
this.
Very welcome. Very welcome. And again, top of the morning on the 22nd of February at the Regal Room. And that'll information, you can get it on their Facebook page, the Society of Irish Women, or the number. But Julie will post everything for you. And then the dinner is the 17th on St. Patrick's Day, 24th annual dinner for the Society of Irish Women. So, Kat, thank you. Everyone else, thank you for listening. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie DeImmel of Julie DeImmel Communications. And, Jewel, let everyone know what you do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about my business and how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit juliedeimmel.com.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
So we were talking to Kathy Wexler, who's just a doll, and as you and I were talking, she is just, people need to be celebrated. Kathy just does so much. She
yes.
is on the board of Scranton Tomorrow. Julie does some work for Scranton Tomorrow. I'm on the board, as you said when we hung up, that she's just, you know, she always shows up. She's always where she's supposed to be. She participates. She does her job.
Yes.
As I
always
mentioned,
there.
She's a past president of the league. She and her husband Joe go to so many things and celebrate the all that's being done in our community, and they're just good people, and she's just a doll, and taking on these responsibilities is a lot because she has been the president of the organization, and a lot of times you kind of take a back seat or you don't do as much after that role because it's a lot, and it's a lot of build up and lead up, and Kathy continues to just keep swinging the bat. So she's a great lady, and the society is just something I'm so personally proud of, Julie, because as you know, being a founding member, one of the founding members, it's wonderful, and having this all started from Evie Rufalco McNulty and Jill Miller talking about it of doing something with women at Dr. Jerry Egan's daughter Kathy's wedding, and for it to be where it is today after the planning stages 24 years, you know, 24 dinners later, here we are. So, it's great. It's wonderful. So, and again, all these things, COVID, you know, we were put off for a couple years, and so it's just a tremendous, it's a lot of work. It's a tremendous responsibility. It's a great sense of pride for me and for all the other 9 other founding members, because there were 10 of us, to, you know, have it be what it is great. And these gals work very hard, and I'm so happy it's back at the Radisson. It was elsewhere last year, and, you know, we always switched around. It's been at the Cultural Center. It's been at the Radisson. It's been at the Hilton. It's been at out of Lackawanna County up to Fiorelli's, and we're back in Lackawanna County. That's still Lackawanna, but Scranton proper is what I meant. So
yes.
Here we are back in the city of Scranton. So anyway, it'll be a fun night as it always is. And that cute little Quinn, oh, my God. Jewel, did you ever meet her?
I haven't met her. No, I know who she is, of course. But I never met her in person. I think that's a great choice for a speaker, and she's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, she's adorable. So
I think that's definitely going to be a sellout event for sure this year.
Yeah,
it's right? You have how many people?
Well, it can go from all over the place. I mean, when we had Hillary Clinton, it was packed to the gills. Obama was there 1 year. You know, it just depends on who we get and how we get them. But it'll be back in Scranton, and the Radisson will. Yeah, they always do a great job. So there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. So it's
right.
Great. Yeah. So we're happy for that. And
Anyway, so, and yours truly is the MC, so I'll be right in the throes of all of this stuff, and the lovely and talented Ms. Barb Partik, as Kathy mentioned, as president. She's just, Barb is an amazing lady, and she's been doing a lot of work for years and years, and now it's her year to shine as the president, so it'll be a good thing. But anyway, so we'll get back to, I forget we were talking about, in the first segment, we were talking about some stuff that I don't remember what it was.
Well, I think that we were going to mention, maybe because our next show will be after the Super Bowl, after Valentine's.
All right.
We were
going to
touch
on.
Now, yes, of course, I was listening. Now, I can't really participate in the Super Bowl portion of this.
I'm
going to leave that all to you because I don't follow any of this. At all. I don't know who's even playing, and I don't particularly care. You know, I'm just not a sports person. But you've got that covered because you are.
I do.
So, thank goodness.
Yeah,
we're good balance.
I've got it covered for you and about 50 other people in their enthusiasm. So, well, yes, I am. as we talked about before, I'm a major football lover, always have been. Grew up with my father, who was a West Scranton High School football player, and then starred in the Super Bowl, I wish. And he starred in the Dream Game his senior year, and he was a great player, and he loved everything about football. And we used to have to sit next to him, and I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating, that the influence you have as fathers on daughters is tremendous, because my father would say, you're sitting here and I'm going to teach you about the players and the plays and the coaches and the names of the teams, and you will not be involved talking with men and not know what you're talking about, because you're going to learn all about it. And he did, and Meyer will tell you, I probably know there's most of the time I can be the referee, and I said, I should be in that black and white stripe uniform, because I see it, I see it fast, and, you know, we just have a lot of fun. And I scream and I yell and I, you know, just do all what I'm supposed to do and participate, and I'm just one of those kind of people. Not in a crazy way, just an excited, enthusiastic way, or in an annoyed way. And I'm one thing we need to know, and I'm not proud of this, but I am a very sore loser. Very. I can get over it very quickly, but when it happens, it doesn't feel good, and I'm not going to act like, oh, la-di-da. No, I am ticked off. So,
okay.
But like I said, good for you, you win, but bad for me, I lost, and I don't like it. So
who are you rooting for?
Oh, by absolute, the Eagles, 100%. Number one, I'm a Pennsylvania born and raised gal. So I like, well, in all honesty, Julie, growing up, I was a big LA fan of everything, football, basketball, baseball, the Dodgers, the Lakers, and the Rams. And I still love all of those. I also liked all of the New York teams, football and baseball, and base basketball, like the Knicks and the Yankees and even the Mets. And cause I wasn't a real, like which one I had to pick. And the Bills and the Jets and the Giants, and I liked all of them. I just did. And then I loved all of Philadelphia's, the Steelers and the Eagles and the 76ers and the Phillies and the Pirates. So I was like one of those people who kind of spread the wealth with my enthusiasm, but always Pennsylvania, New York, and California teams were my favorite. And you'll hear everyone say, I'll say, I hate that team. I hate this team. I hate that. And I love this one, blah, blah, blah. So I love everything to do with football. Love it. I could sit, and I do watch it for hour upon hour, because I love every minute of it. Sometimes I hate the teams and I don't care about either team, but I like watching the game. And
okay.
The talent and these guys and what they do, and it's amazing. And to see women now who are referees and women who are coaching and all of that on the sidelines, it's great. And all these women reporters, it's really cool to have them women in the mix of this stuff. And the Super Bowl, there's such hype and such, and I love all the lead up, and I love the commercials, and I love all of the hype that goes along with that. And Saquon Barkley, who is a Penn State grad, who left Penn State and then went to the Giants, and nothing happened there. He was hurt one year, I'm almost positive, and they traded him to the he was a free agent, and then he went to the Eagles, chose the Eagles, and he's been unbelievable for that team. So I am thrilled for them. I love the quarterback. Jalen Hurts is great. And so I'm just hoping, like, you know what, because the Eagles won the Super Bowl on my birthday in 2018. That was the last time they won. They did play again 3 years ago and did not win, playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's who they're again playing this weekend. So, yeah, so it'll be lots of fun. I'll report how everything went. Usually we're with, and I say this, so God rest her soul, but usually we're with Lynn Evans and Pat. Every year we would go to the lake, as I said, and we won't be there. So it's a little new. So Maya and I are staying home with Tommy, and we're not going anywhere because I just kind of need to feel the, you know, what's going on, and just feel, I just don't want to be anywhere else is my point. So that's what we're doing, and that'll be good. And then, the Valentine's Day, 10 of us are going to Lum's, which is a restaurant, a Fernbrook Inn in Dallas, for delicious lobster on Valentine's Day, because you will be taught, next time you hear us, it'll be the day after. So, lots of good buddies. I'll talk about what happened then and the Super Bowl next week, and we'll have, I won't be able to talk about the Valentine's Day stuff because that'll happen after we tape, but I'll be able to talk to you about the Super Bowl. So we'll get that all in, and looking forward to it, and looking for a good weekend, and go Birds. And my son Sean's favorite team, loves them, loves them, loves them. So fly, Eagles, fly. That's all I can tell you, Jewel.
I think that's great. You're going to start a new tradition of hosting a little get-together at your house for Super Bowl Sunday. That's perfect.
We'll have to do something down the road, but right now this is what we're doing. So, okie dokie. Yeah. So we're ready to sign off for the weekend. We thank everyone who listened, as always. We so appreciate everything you do, listen, and what you do to pay attention to us. And Julie will get all this stuff up on our social media posts, and we'll take care of that. And we thank you again. So everyone, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.